Time to get back into our conversation with DNR wildlife biologist John Depew out of the Berrigo Field Office. So here's part two, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. The next thing I wanted to talk to you about is just grouse season in general or small game overall. I mean, most people think of September 15th as opening of bird season, I'd say, for the majority of small game hunters. So what are you hearing and what are you seeing there?
Well, you know, five counties is pretty big, and we have different habitat conditions and probably this year environmental conditions that are impacting grouse. There are certain pockets to the west and the north that seem to have decent grouse, and it's kind of funny because I myself hadn't seen much or heard much grouse until literally just last week, and I started seeing and hearing grouse.
Wow.
I mean, my eyes were tuned in, but I think there are still some decent grouse numbers out there. We here in the west are up about 5 inches from our average rainfall, and, you know, rainfall early summer can impact grouse production, so we'll see how that does impact the hunting opportunity, but at the same time, then I talked to a bunch of hunters and my counterparts in the field, and they still have been seeing birds out in the field, so might not be as detrimental as we thought. But you know, far west end, you know, there's been some big rainstorms.
The flooding coming out of the Berglund area and Black River Harbor, and even further west than that.
Well, like I said, it's been fairly consistent, but you know, it wasn't terribly cold, which can also be impactful, but it has been rainy. So we'll see. I'm actually pretty interested to see what I hear from hunters. How many hunters in the office or talked to too many folks? It's only been open for a few days, and we've had some kind of rainy, windy conditions. But I have been in the field doing a little bit of work and have flushed a few birds, so that's encouraging,
good.
For
yeah.
sure.
Nope.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, there are pockets where I've heard actually guys seeing and hearing a bunch of grouse, so we'll
see.
That's
good. I think that's encouraging. I mean, it's supposed to be the kind of just taking off in the bottom of the cycle anyway, and the reports we're getting is that the numbers are much higher than a typical lower-end year, so.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, like I said, that's going to be regionally variable, and even within my own region, variable. But we have good habitat, you know, with the GEMS, the Grouse Enhancement Management Sites. We've been putting a lot of effort into those grouse habitat, into those sites. And so, you know, in theory, we provided kind of all the habitat to, you know, kind of maximize or to benefit the grouse, meet all of their life cycle needs.
How many GEMS are in your area?
We have one on state land, and then we have one on Forest Service land called the Bluebell, and one on the Mosinee Grade, which is on Gogebic County Forest land. So we have three official sites, and it's nice to have those partnerships to have GEMS on other ownership.
Any other plans for more GEMS in the future in your area?
Yeah, we do. We are kicking around the idea of putting one up maybe up in the Keweenaw and trying to get some partnerships, maybe something in Onondaga.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Wildlife biologist John Depew from the Berrigo Field Office, I appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. I'm happy to do it again in a few weeks if you'd like.
Yeah, I would love to do that. We'll catch up maybe once we get into October.
Sounds good. Good luck to all the hunters out there, and have an enjoyable hunt this fall.
Appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
This is The Outdoor Show.